Nolte, America Now has two medias, and the corporate media's losing. By John Nolte on November 7, 2020. The idea that the corporate media, The Washington Post, New York Times, Tmall, NBC, etc., would ever be put out of business, was and is preposterous. That was never the goal. I've been waging war against the media for two decades now, and never did I imagine a time where the media would disappear. Going in, all the way back in '04, as we Roops put it, I knew only one of two outcomes was possible. Either the media would be shamed into honoring its own mission statement of unbiased, objective coverage with the only goal being to inform the public, or the media would become so exposed and disgraced, it would lose its relevance and people would turn to alternative media for information and truth. I didn't get it exactly right. What I didn't expect was for the media to become so desperate it would shed its phony armor of objectivity and out itself as far-left activists. Which is obviously what's happened over the last 10 or so years, most especially during the Trump era. But had you told me back in '04 this would happen, I would have been delighted, and I sure am today. Years and years of trench warfare, writing piece after piece exposing the bias, monitoring four cable networks at a time. I literally had a wall of TVs for years, while scrolling the pages of the New York Times, Washington Post. The work was daunting and at times pedantic, and for a long time, except for a hearty few, I felt all alone and sometimes like I might be crazy. Documenting bias after bias, sometimes having to explain it with 1,500 words. And now it's over. The corporate media have not only come out of the closet, they have discredited themselves, have surrendered their moral authority, and with it the ability to sway public opinion. New media had a lot to do with forcing the corporate media to expose itself. If the corporate media wanted to win elections, they really had no choice but to go throw off every pretense of objectivity and go into activist mode. New media is just that good at what we do, and we are thanks to pioneers like Andrew Breitbart, who not only showed us how it's done and how to expose the truth, but how to have a blast while doing it. We are the happy warriors wielding truth against media golems. Sure, the corporate media still pretend to be objective, but that's just to troll us. They might as well call themselves Batman. You might argue the media have not lost their influence. For instance, look at what's happening in the presidential election. Trump could lose. Yes, Trump could lose, but he got millions more votes than in 2016. More than Obama, he made total fools of the pollsters, and despite a five-year jihad to smear him as a sexist and racist, he increased his vote share with women and did better with racial minorities and homosexuals than any Republican in decades. If Trump loses, it will either by the margin of fraud, the margin of his abrasive personality, or the margin of both, because otherwise, Republicans romped on Tuesday night. Despite all the predictions and polls and the full force of corporate media, big entertainment, big money, and big tech, the GOP picked up two state houses, Alaska and New Hampshire, didn't lose a single one. And this will be more consequential than usual with redistricting. What's more, the GOP almost certainly held onto the U.S. Senate and gained seats in the U.S. House. Oh, and it is still possible the GOP could take the House. All over the country, woke politics, identity politics, riots, looting, and far-leftism took a drubbing. Let me put it this way. The corporate media literally spent billions of corporate dollars, 4 years, and countless airtime pushing this woke/identity politics bullshit, and it failed so badly that in California, Proposition 16, a ballot measure that would end the state's ban on affirmative action, went down in flames by 12 points, 56-44%. 12 points. In California. The corporate media is so impotent, it could not even convince the most far-left state in the country to embrace affirmative action. The corporate media are now nothing more than an exclusive cocktail party. It's a big cocktail party, for sure, and a dangerous one. As I'll explain below, but what is said at that party has no real effect outside of that party, no real effect on public opinion. And the media know this, which is why people within the media are only interested in trying to please other people in the media. Everything everyone in the media does now is aimed solely at pleasing the cocktail party, at retaining status, at ensuring the bubble is not popped by reality. Oh, And it's a sad little bubble, a noisy bubble. A despicable and smug bubble, but a bubble nonetheless. And one so feckless that California rejected identity politics by 12 points. And the 2020 wave was more red than blue, especially down ticket. So now we live in a world with two medias. There's the corporate media, a straight-up propaganda machine determined to push the country left and willing to do so by any means necessary, including shameless lies, blacklists, smears, violence, and political terrorism. And then there's those of us in new media, who are open about our biases while remaining dedicated to truth and transparency and individual liberty. The fight to expose corporate media bias is over. We won. We forced the villains out of the objective closet. That's a massive victory. Huge, even. The fight now is against the corporate media's blacklisting campaigns. While the corporate media cannot sway public opinion, it can try to silence us, to order big tech to assassinate our voice. Because we tell the truth and have a great time doing so, the corporate media can't beat us in a fair fight. So now it's about rigging the game with McCarthyite blacklists, cancel campaigns, boycotts, deplatforming. The fight's not over, and the war will never end. But we are in a much, much better place, a much stronger place, a much more energetic place than we were all the way back in '04. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.